So I'm kind of curious about the issue of neoadjuvant checkpoint inhibitors. I believe there are trials in the locally advanced disease that are incorporating that strategy. And I know there's data in the resectable situation because it was already published. And I think I talked to the Memorial people as they were doing, at least that was with one trial. And it's really interesting. So can you tell me what we know right now about neoadjuvant checkpoint inhibitors?
It's pretty exciting. The Memorial folks, and they weren't doing this on their own, they were doing it with other institutions, took resectable patients and gave them a few cycles of nivolumab up front. And here again, we see this sort of dyssynchrony between radiographic response and pathologic response. 40% or more had major pathologic responses, but the actual objective radiographic response was only about 19 or 20%. And some of these folks had hardly any viable tumor left. And this was just with a couple of doses of checkpoint inhibitor, no radiation, no chemo. Did not seem to exacerbate perioperative morbidity or affect resectability. And of course, it's attractive. You're giving systemic treatment upfront. And the main reason these folks die is because of systemic metastasis. So you're starting the systemic therapy immediately and in an intact vasculature and healthier patients, so they're much more likely to tolerate the treatment. The downside is you're still delaying the definitive curative modality. Last I checked, surgery cures a lot more folks than any sort of adjuvant treatment or neoadjuvant treatment. More intriguingly, I think, is this trial from Spain by Provencia and colleagues, called the NEDIM trial, NEDIM, and they actually added nivo to standard chemo, to Pac-Carbo regimen, and specifically targeted folks with 3A disease. So these are not stage ones or twos, but folks with a little bit more resectable 3A, but still locally advanced. And their response rates were astounding. The radiographic response rate was something like 70%. The major pathologic response rate, so greater than 90% eradication of tumor, less than 10% viability, was 80%. It was an astounding number. And the path CR rate was close to 60%. I've never seen data of that sort. Certainly with chemotherapy alone, the best data I've ever seen was an old study by Bedeker and colleagues back in the early aughts, looking at docetaxel platinum, where the path CR rate was something like 20 or 25%. So it was literally double. So needless to say, there are multiple prospective phase three trials comparing chemo alone versus chemo plus a checkpoint inhibitor in the neoadjuvant setting. And I think those trials will probably unfurl themselves in the next 18, 24 months, maybe sooner if they're really positive.
Yeah, I don't know why, but for some reason, it just really is striking when you hear. I guess we've been associating checkpoint inhibitors with metastatic disease so much, it's kind of hard to get oriented. But if you think about it, first-line checkpoint inhibitors shrink tumors, and no doubt about it. I was interviewing Matt Hellman from Memorial. He had one of those patients on the trials, a woman in her 70s, resectable lesion, gave her two doses. I think it was nivo. They went in there. They didn't find any viable tumors. Like you said, some necrotic stuff. He didn't know what to do about adjuvant chemo, so he didn't give it to her, you know? But I guess you don't really know what to do in that situation.
If it was smaller than 3 or 4 centimeters, I probably wouldn't have given it either. But if the baseline tumor was bigger than 4 centimeters, I probably would have offered the adjuvant chemo. I don't feel confident enough just in the immunotherapy alone at this point to simply rely on that. What's really interesting is retrospectively, major pathologic response seems to correlate with better outcome, as you'd guess. And we certainly have seen this in breast cancer, but we've never proven it in lung cancer. It's all retrospective data. So these trials that are ongoing will either prove or disprove that notion.
I was mentioning before about bladder cancer, the five checkpoint inhibitors. They have neoadjuvant data there. And again, like I think 40, 50% path CRs, like that is bladder cancer. For that matter, bladder cancer, the other thing that's really wild about bladder, I don't know if you know about that, is they give it to people with non-invasive bladder who are resistant to BCG. And it seems to cause benefit, which is really wild.
Comparatively speaking, I'd rather do a few cycles of a checkpoint inhibitor than get my bladder instilled repeatedly with BCG or mitomycin or other therapies.
Well, also in terms of, you know, neoadjuvant therapy, you know, getting cisplatinum, you know, some of the bladder regimens are pretty rough.
Oh, for sure.
So if that works out, that's going to be a lot better for patients.